This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The history-making second impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump will begin with opening arguments on February 8th. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
On Monday, the House will send to the Senate the article of impeachment charging Donald Trump with incitement of insurrection. The senators will be sworn in Tuesday, with arguments beginning about 2 weeks later. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there needs to be accountability.
The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget.
Not everyone agrees. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
I don't believe he provoked if you listen to what he said at the rally.
Meanwhile, a South Carolina elections lawyer, Butch Bowers, will present the defense for Donald Trump, the first president to undergo an impeachment trial after leaving office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden is taking executive action to provide immediate food and aid and worker protections to help Americans weather the economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The first one is the economic relief related to COVID-19 pandemic.
The White House concedes the executive actions are just a lifeline to keep hurting families afloat. At a signing ceremony, Biden says economists of all stripes are telling him federal spending can help ease the economic crisis that's grown out of the COVID-19 pandemic.
With the interest rates as low as they are, historic lows, it is smart fiscal investment, including deficit spending.
And he says it will pay off.
Return on these investments in jobs and racial equity is going to prevent long-term economic damage and benefits that are going to far surpass their cost.
Biden's executive actions aim to get assistance flowing while Congress begins to consider his $1.9 trillion aid package.
This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Friday the new English variant of COVID-19 may be associated with a higher level of mortality, although he said evidence showed that both vaccines being used in the country are effective against it. Johnson said at a government news briefing that the impact of the new variant, which is already known to be more transmissible, was putting the health service under intense pressure. However, he added that all the current evidence showed vaccines remained effective against old and new variants. The chief scientific advisor, Patrick Vallance, said that the evidence about mortality levels was not yet strong and came from a series of different bits of information, stressing there was great uncertainty around the data. He said that once people reached hospitals, there was no greater risk, but there were signs that people who had the UK variant were at more risk overall. Thousands of Hong Kong residents were locked down Saturday in an unprecedented move to contain a worsening outbreak in the city. Hong Kong has been grappling to contain a fresh wave of the coronavirus since November. Over 4,300 cases have been recorded in the last 2 months, making up nearly 40% of the city's total. Coronavirus cases in a Hong Kong working-class neighborhood with old buildings and subdivided flats made up about half of the infections this past week. Former nightly news anchor Tom Brokaw says he's retiring from NBC News after working at the network for 55 years. The author of The Greatest Generation is now 80 years old, and his television appearances have been limited in recent years as he's fought cancer. For 2 decades, Brokaw, ABC's Peter Jennings, and CBS's Dan Rather were the nation's 3 most visible broadcast journalists, leading coverage during the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack and other stories, of course. He gave up anchoring nightly news after the election in 2004. Brokaw says he will continue writing books and articles. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said on Friday that he was determined to realize the Tokyo Olympics, declaring his stance in a parliament session that he would work closely with Tokyo and the International Olympic Committee. His comments come after Times reported that the government concluded that the Games would have to be canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. They cited one unidentified source from the ruling coalition. The report also said Japan was now focused on rescheduling the event to 2032 for its part. But however, again, Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga is saying that he's determined to keep the Tokyo Olympics alive. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Mm-hmm.